It's an exciting day. It really is. Started training camp. I mean, we waited a long time. And this was a tough one because it was such a crash and burn last year. Now, it's not, that feeling's not gone just because the Eagles go to camp today. I mean, I think until we feel a little bit more positive vibes, that thing will certainly linger. Probably even until they start playing some games and hopefully winning some games. But it is nice to turn the page. And today the Eagles will, you know, to a certain extent begin that process with the beginning of training camp. As Rhea said, later today at 1 o'clock is the press conference for Paul George, which we will air here on WIP during Joe and Hugh's show. So be tuned for that if you're able. Also, tomorrow at this time is when Nick Sirianni will speak. And when he does, we will air that press conference. And that should be fascinating. And then, you know, John, I would imagine Jalen probably tomorrow, maybe after practice. You know, I think the players typically go after practice from what I remember.
Yeah,
so.
It should be right away as soon as things are wrapped up. You know, Jordan Love is about to get paid in a big way.
He's not going to practice until he does.
He's not going to. But it's like a happy, like, sit-in, hold-out, not
yeah,
really
they're all
hold
holding
out.
Hands. They're fine.
They're very positive about the way it's all turning out. But he's going to end up making $56 to $60 million a year. He's probably, I mean, I can't imagine that he would not be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, right?
Well,
like right
really?
Now, I'm just saying.
What
yeah.
did Mahomes number net out to? I don't even remember.
Oh,
it was a $500 million contract.
He's a bargain now.
Oh, yeah. He's like nowhere near the highest.
Totally. Just,
he's way
really?
Down the yep. list. I'm telling wow. you, Jordan Love is about to be making.
Yeah, Jordan
maybe
Love will be the number one.
Bucks a
he'll,
year.
He'll make the most.
It's going to
really?
Be between $55 and $60 million a year. So think about already. Jalen, his deal feels better. I mean,
yeah, but he's got to play good.
He does, and he will.
We'll see.
Yeah,
all right.
You're right.
We'll see.
We will.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Time's yours in about 10 minutes. Bob, right now. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob.
Listen, Phillies lose 5 out of 7. Should I be worried?
No,
I would be a little worried.
Don't be worried.
Yeah.
Stop it, Rhea.
Because Bob, it's not about Bob. It's not about making the playoffs. It's about when you get there, who's performing, and do you collectively play good enough as a team? And right now, Alvarado, Ranger, center field, left field.
Playoffs are in October, right?
Sir
are,
Anthony,
are the playoffs in October or are they next week? I'm not sure.
They're, when
are they?
They're
in October. Okay,
James,
cool.
True or false, Ranger will never again, ever, pitch that well for 2 months.
I don't. Most pitchers in their
true.
Career never have
that's
the 2 months that Ranger had. So
that's
yeah,
it.
Of course. But okay. Do I think he's better than the last few starts? Absolutely.
I agree with that. I agree.
So that means. So then my next question is, trade deadline next week. What needs to happen?
All right, let's go
bullpen.
To Ruben. All right, your bullpen hardcore over outfield.
Hardcore. Not even close. It's not even close.
Now tell me why it's not even close. Because I think it's
disagree,
very close.
I disagree.
Not
yeah.
even remotely close.
Why?
It's bullpen because when you need outs in the playoffs, you have to have trusted people back there, and they need more trust.
Now, what? Okay, Ruben, let me give you a retort here, and then, Bob, I'm coming right back to you. What about Ruben? Center fielder and left fielder in any game is probably a combined, let's just say roughly 9 at-bats. It's a lot of at-bats to not be very good in center and left field. I mean, how do you weigh 9 at-bats versus, you know, 3 to 6 outs?
I trust Marshy, and I do trust Weston Wilson, actually.
Do you really?
In the playoffs?
I think he's going to be a good player.
Come
in the playoffs?
He's going to be a good player,
are they going to trust Marshy against left-handed pitching?
Can no,
I just
and they
say
shouldn't.
This? If the first 6 guys are not hitting, then they're screwed. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the end of the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, but I don't buy that. Like, I hear
that's
you.
That's what happened last year, and if the first thing, it had nothing to do with the center
but
fielder.
But maybe if they had a center
1,000,
fielder who could hit when everyone else stopped hitting, they might not have lost.
I'm with James.
You have to have your big boys hit.
Isn't Marshy hitting like
there?
127 against left-handers?
He's not going
like,
to hit against
really
lefties.
It really is bad.
Yeah, he's not going to hit against lefties. I think that they've made their decision that they need somebody who's right-handed. I like Weston Wilson. If you can get somebody that's way better than him, then great. But I like Weston
I'd
Wilson.
Rather have Mookie Wilson, and he's like 62 years old. All right?
You put Mookie best.
I'd rather have Willie Wilson.
The man can play. He's got some athleticism. He can steal a base. He's not afraid.
I'd rather have Hack Wilson.
I like Weston Wilson will be an excellent compliment to Brandon.
I'd
Marsh
rather have Wilson the volleyball.
Okay.
Right?
Hey, I'm picking up what you're putting
Mr.
down.
Mr. Wilson, that's Rube. Another one. Yeah. Well, Wait, is that Mr. Wilson?
Home Improvement, the neighbor was Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Bob, I'm sorry. We got way off track. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you guys going back and forth is not giving me a whole lot of confidence here.
No. All right, Bob, give me what you got for food or drink in a title.
How about cheeseburger in paradise?
Great answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. The Buffett. That is a good answer.
That's a great answer.
I said good. I should have said great. Sorry. All right, let me ask the question. I need an answer from Seltzer, and I'm hoping it's a good or great answer. James, how are you / we / you going to come up with, I think we're up to an 11th grader for Are You Smarter Than an 11th Grader?
Yeah, so I actually meant to bring this up. I got zero response.
Because I'd like to do it next week.
I've gotten zero emails. Zero about it. Zip.
All right.
So
can you explain to the audience what's going on?
Yes, we need an 11th grader who is willing to take Joe on in trivia. It will not be sports trivia. It will be science, history, you know, English, math. It will be basically what they're learning in school. We do 10 questions. It's a trivia game. Preferably in studio. If they can't get in studio, that's fine. But we need an 11th grader to play trivia against Joe DeCamera.
Yeah, I mean, because, listen, this is something I'm undefeated in, but I shouldn't be. Because I'm really not that good at this stuff.
Are.
I mean,
yes.
Periodic table and stuff. So we do it once a year. We always do it the day of the baseball All-Star game, except this year because, you know, Seltzer's like, I'm taking off the day of the baseball All-Star game. All right, fine. So, Ruben, you're close with people at Penchard. I think there's a Penchard or 11th grader. I mean, there's got to be someone out there that... Because, listen, the hammer is very beatable in non-sports trivia. I mean, I just am. But we need a kid to step up here. I mean,
I'll have a chat.
Hopefully a learned
kid. There's some parents
kid.
That have their kids there that might be in 11th grade. I'll have a chat with someone.
Yeah. Talk to
like
somebody.
Super smart PC ones. Boys.
Or email me, james.seltzer@audacy.com. Send me an email if your kid wants to compete.
Yeah, if your kid is really, really good in school.
James, say that email again. What is it?
Just my name's james.seltzer, S-E-L-T-Z-E-R, at Audacy, AUDACY.com.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I hate to rip our radio station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
What's up with the dots? Why do we need dots in our emails?
Oh, in the middle of our name? You mean why can't just be James Seltzer at?
Yeah, like, what?
Is that a problem for you?
Yeah, it is a problem. And I think they got me in there as Joseph. I'm not Joseph. I mean, I am, but I'm not. I mean, can we just keep it simple?
What's it say on your driver's license?
Joseph.
Maybe it says Joseph. But I mean,
it does.
You know, like, Joseph DeCamera, John Ritchie here, 94 WIP. I mean, come on. I mean, let's talk
to Lynn. Joseph?
It says John on my driver's license.
Well, it's because you're J-O-N.
It says
Are
Joseph.
You Jonathan?
No.
That's just J-O-N?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's weird.
Oh, interesting. Really?
That is weird. You don't see many J-O-Ns who are not Jonathans.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
To check with my other Johns. There's two other Johns that have...
John Johnson.
He's a J-O-N. My dad was just J-O-N John. My uncle is just J-O-N John.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Which name is worse? John Johnson.
It's that one.
Which is hard. Now, hold on. There's John Johnson.
The man is sick this week.
Then there's, Douglas MacArthur's son. Douglas MacArthur's son, Arthur MacArthur.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's tough, too.
Like well, that's bad.
I mean, your name's Arthur MacArthur?
I think it sounds good.
That's a rough one. That's rough. Well,
I was just watching Maverick. I was just watching Maverick again, and they decide to name...
MacArthur's okay, but Arthur MacArthur.
Who's his kid? Bradley Bradshaw. Like, what are you doing there?
No, that's not good. All right, let's talk to Drew and Manayunk. Hanging in Manayunk is fun, unless there's tons of snow and you can't park. Hello, Drew.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing this morning?
Doing well,
Drew. I've had some fun drinking days in Manayunk in the snow.
Actually,
have you
your
sledded?
Bartender.
Say that again, Drew.
Bayou Bar and Grill. I was actually your bartender.
Really?
Bayou Bar and Grill.
Oh,
2 years.
No.
How about this? How's he treat employees?
Mr. Cool thinks he's going to tell Drew about the crazy times he had
I'm not saying
drinking
anything.
In Manayunk.
We're on the air
Drew's
now.
Drew's like, yeah, I served you.
I'm clamming up. Drew, this better be in the last year or two, because if it's 20 years ago, I'm in trouble.
No, I think I fortunately or unfortunately caught the hammer at the end. Of
okay.
Career.
At the end of the run.
So, like, behaved, Joe?
or not behaved. The end can go either way there. Depends on what we're talking about. All right, Drew, let's get off this because I'm very uncomfortable right now. What do you got on the sports scene?
Was he trying to pick up on the ladies?
Oh, would you stop? Drew, what do you got?
So was he there alone?
Oh,
no,
for the
he
love.
Was with friends. He was with friends.
Was it a big group?
Oh, no, with friends.
Very small, tight-knit circle.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
And were they loud?
No, everyone was very respectful, but the tipping was all right.
Oh!
Do you know why?
Wow.
I think the guy I was working with maybe was bringing the fire down for me.
You were a bad bartender, Drew.
No. Right? No.
Bad bartender.
No.
Anyway,
that's the only way I tip bad. Bad bartender.
Oh man.
No, he was good. He was good.
All right.
No, he wasn't.
Drew, what do you got on Joel Embiid?
No. Joshua Harris is a fraud. He's spread way too thin. You can't tell me a guy who owns three sports teams has enough gravitas to focus on just one.
Well, I agree, and it's not just that. It's that they have people working within the structure of the Sixers that work for the other teams. Unacceptable.
Not only that.
Unacceptable.
They think that because they have a guy in Joel Embiid who's such a quote-unquote superstar who plays half the season, they don't have to do any PR training with them. They think that we will just simply accept that for what it is and keep paying money for all these teams to exist. And I won't have it.
Look, the thing about I won't have it, you kind of do because it's all you you either choose to watch or you don't. But I get your point. You're frustrated and so am I. All right, Drew, give me a great answer. Food or drink in a title?
Cocktail.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, well...
Does that count?
No.
Yeah, that was fun.
No.
No, it's just, and it's a, because it's a cocktail is not.
Yeah, we said food, right?
No, we said drink too, but it's not an, like a cocktail.
That's like saying liquid.
It is a drink.
Exactly.
No, like it's not. It's a drink.
No, old fashioned is a drink because that's a specific type of cocktail.
This is a drink.
We could get very technical.
Cocktail is a drink, guys.
It was also a terrible movie.
Wow. It was kind of entertaining.
It was so bad, though. I mean, it was so bad.
Joe, you're going to take that?
Cocktail
you're a huge
is not
cocktail
a bad
fan.
Movie.
That's
cocktail
is
a classic.
Yeah, Joe loves cocktail.
Really?
Yeah. Look, I got a lot on my mind right now.
I'm still thinking about that group.
I cannot say what I want to say.
Oh, boy.
I so got to move on. Yeah. All right. Well, let's do that and get to the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has Equinoxes for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, two different poll questions. Look, this Embiid thing I thought we'd talk about a little bit more. We were so geared up on the Eagles today, we never really got there. We'll do it later in the week, obviously, with the Olympics starting this weekend and Joel to play for Team USA. But one of our Twitter poll questions today was, do you like Joel Embiid playing in the Olympics? Obviously, this is in light of all the injuries he's had through the years and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no? Now, let's all go on the record ourselves. I'm a yes. I like it. I mean, look, two things for me. One, I think it'll be good for him to be around a lot of great players, see how they operate. Two,
no doubt about that.
Two, I mean, let me look at the calendar here. You're 9 months away from the playoffs starting. I mean, I don't think he's going to have a season-ending injury in July.
He was able to
theoretically
fall.
Possible, but I'll take my chance.
Could have a season-ending injury at any moment, Joe.
But he's never had it this early. I'm just saying. All right.
Okay.
Well, except in his first year and then his second year when he can play at all. All right,
staying active.
Rhea, I know you're
helpful.
A no.
I'm a no.
And give me your quick why.
Just because I don't, you know, he's never been able to stay injury free for basically an entire year, and I think he should be spending the offseason getting healthy.
All right, Seltzer, where are you at, Joel, in the Olympics?
I love it.
Ruben.
I love it.
John Ritchie.
He absolutely can be healthier because he's playing in the Olympics. Keep him active. Keep him moving.
All right, John, I have the poll result. So yes or no, how do you think people voted?
65% like it.
48% like it. 52% don't. So 52% there are with Rhea. All right, let's get to the second.
That's too bad.
Second Twitter poll question.
He had a great play yesterday. That block.
Yeah, the block was nuts.
I mean, it's just sick.
Yeah.
That was really sick.
Second poll question. Do the Eagles have a good defense? Again, this is a yes-no question. Let's go on the record ourselves on this one. Ruben, do they have a good defense?
No.
James Seltzer.
No, but I don't think they have a bad defense.
I agree with that. I'll be right where you are. Rhea?
Can I like coin my own phrase now of a yo?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
Splitting the difference.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to lean towards yes just because of Fangio.
I think they can.
I don't think
we all think they can, but
it's, right now they haven't proven.
Well, no, but they also haven't been able to prove.
The way they blocked and tackled last year? Yeah. Come on.
I mean, they didn't?
And John, you referenced earlier you're more of a no than a yes. How do you think people voted?
No, I'm a no. It's not a good defense. I need to see it play and be good.
It might be. It might be.
No, we don't even know who's out there yet.
Sure, we
don't even know who the starting cornerback is.
All right, John, how do you think people voted?
Or the, I'm going to say no, 90% no.
52% say yes.
No way.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Optimism,
I don't know how you can do that.
It's spring training.
Okay.
It's all summer training.
Let's quickly do what we do every day at this time. All right, time is yours. Brought to us, as it always is, by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Well, I knew this was going to happen with the Phillies. And your statement that everyone has a slow period during their season towards a world championship, I think this is going to be a long, slow, drip, losing operation until they're out of the picture. I know this team too well. Time is yours.
Well, that is a very harsh
assessment.
I mean, my man.
It's ridiculous.
Come on. I'm with Ruben. That's way too alarmist.
Jeez. This is going to be Nick at the press conference. Listen, guys, I know me and Jalen have hit a rough patch, but I bought another T-shirt with his face on it, and shouldn't that show him that I love him? I think we're going to be okay. All right, have a good one, guys.
We'll see. Look, it's going to be fascinating tomorrow, Sirianni, but especially whenever Hurts talks.
The number one problem the Phillies have, and no one's talking about it, is Rob Thomson. He lost the last two playoffs, and he is ruining Stott and Marsh right now with the platoon situation. He is going to be the reason the Phillies don't win the World Series. Joe, you could manage this team to a good record.
Yeah, I would annoy them all, though.
Oh,
they'd want to be off the team because I would
also
annoy them.
That dude's also ridiculous.
But, well, I will say, Ruben, it is
a great job.
He has, but it is.
And he will continue to do a great job.
He has made, in October, two all-time whoppers.
Yeah, he needs to not trust his guy. He has to learn from it, Ruben. He has to learn from it.
The Wheeler one was a big one. I totally agree.
And going to Kimbrel in game four was a bad decision.
Well, who else did he have to go to?
Somebody else.
Anybody else.
Yeah, you know what I call it? Ruben.
Manage your game differently so you don't come down to Kimbrel in that spot.
He didn't have anybody you could
Ruben,
trust.
I have a theory.
He took Ranger out in the third inning.
Yeah, he took him out early. Ruben, I got a theory on this one. It's called the Paul Abbott theory. You'll remember Paul Abbott. It's anybody but him. And it applied to Craig Kimbrel at the end last year.
As training camp opens, almost every Philadelphia Eagles fan says this to their wife. Good morning, dear. Football's here. See you next year.
Oh, no.
Is that Kenny?
Yes, that's Kenny.
Like Kenny. Yeah.
And you know what? Kenny's wife is thrilled.
That's probably
get
true.
Him out.
All right, that's good stuff. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Right, we got, I think, a clear top four for food or drink in a title that we need to choose between. Is it Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory? Is it Catcher in the Rye? Is it the song American Pie? Or is it Green Eggs and Ham?
Ooh.
In all due respect to Cocktail and all the other great answers, those four
I thought Cocktail
are
was really good.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
those four stand
but
above.
Cocktail's not.
You've got layers with Cocktail.
All right, what do you got here? Ruben, what are you thinking here? Willy Wonka, Catcher in the Rye, American Pie, Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham. It just hits. It hits for me.
I think it's too basic.
It hits.
Catcher in the Rye is so advanced.
Is this an advanced
audience? This is like next level, like senior
I'm
year.
I'm kind of thinking Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh,
look,
man.
Seltzer, what do you think?
I think they're both great. I'll go Green Eggs and Ham.
So it already won. That's three votes.
Boom.
All right, already won. That's it. Congrats to Jeremy.